Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita police arrest a man for making terroristic threats. Wichita's latest homicide, man caught in an apparent gang crossfire. Kansas Supreme Court schedules arguments on school funding. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far this morning, things going well out there in traffic. Don't have any slowdowns at this time to report, other than the ones that you see in the road construction. And we're looking right now, especially eastbound on Kellogg. And this is in the road construction over there near I-235. Starting to see a big backup over there. So you're going to want to watch for that. Also, just some heavy traffic, and watch for slowdowns in heavy traffic near the North Junction. I-235 right now looking fairly heavy as far as traffic is concerned, headed towards I-135. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 70. Wednesday, sunny, breezy, and warm. Tomorrow's high again, 94 degrees. So tomorrow's going to be like today, only with a little bit more wind from the south. Now partly cloudy, 64 degrees, and we have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 747 now, Stephen Ted on KNSS. Boeing has raised its forecast for new airplane demand, projecting the need for 41,030 new airplanes over the next 20 years, with a value of $6.1 trillion. The company's annual current market outlook, CMO, was released today at the Paris Air Show, with total airplane demand rising 3.6% over last year's forecast. So Boeing says over the next 20 years, Ted, this is everybody.
That's what they usually say.
41,000 planes, $6.1 trillion.
It's a market that's in great demand.
And somebody we hope
and there's not many companies that do it.
Yeah, so, Paris Air Show going on, and every seems like every 10 minutes this time of day, they are releasing a new news release about a sale that they've made. But here's one of them. Boeing and Aviation Capital Group, that's ACG, announced an order for 20 737 MAX 10 airplanes at the air show in Paris. The order, valued at $2.5 billion at list prices, adds ACG to the growing launch group of the newest, largest member of the 737 MAX family. So we just keep track of the fact that every few minutes this time of day, they're releasing information. That's what the Paris Air Show is all about.
Yeah, I mean, some of these orders were finalized weeks or maybe even months ago.
But
they trot them out all at the same time.
Impact on stock prices.
Right.
Of course, we get a lot of the work done at Spirit here in Wichita. So when we hear Boeing's doing well, and Airbus, we've got some engineers working here too. So anytime the two big giants, they release something good like that, we kind of say, hey, that's good for Wichita.
Oh, yeah. Airbus has the huge new facility out there on the Innovation Campus.
By the way, the Innovation Campus, I forgot to mention this, but I wanted to. Shelley and I drove by the other night. We were going out to the northeast part of town to go to a restaurant, and I hadn't been by the campus for a while. They got a Starbucks on the campus now.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Talk about innovation.
They have arrived now.
Yeah, now you can get a super expensive, overpriced coffee right there on the Wichita State campus. Well,
on Wall Street yesterday, the Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 20 points, surpassing its old record set nearly a week ago by 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 144 points, and NASDAQ Composite jumped 87. Benchmark U.S. crude oil rose to $44.50 a barrel. Another good day on Wall Street. I don't know where the top's going to be, Ted. I'm kind of getting worried now. It's good for the 401ks, I know that, but I'm getting worried.
Right now it is.
Yeah, there's got to be a correction sometime. Whole Foods CEO John Mackey says the deal to be acquired by Amazon was the result of a whirlwind courtship. Amazon acquiring Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Amazon's buying companies, I guess, huh? Right. Mackey made the remarks during a town hall with Whole Foods employees after the $13.7 billion deal was announced late last week. According to a transcript of the talk filed Monday with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So Amazon is buying companies.
Well, the way people shop for everything has changed, and now the grocery and food part of that equation is finally starting to become part of that.
Yeah. I'm going to share this with you this morning. Long before cats became the darlings of Facebook and YouTube, they spread through the ancient human world. It's just a little scientific report for you today.
Kitties.
So says a DNA study reaching back thousands of years. Experts say they found evidence of two major dispersals from the Middle East in which people evidently took cats with them. Genetic signatures of the felines had on those journeys are still seen in most modern-day breeds. Researchers say they analyzed DNA from cat remains as old as 9,000 years, including some ancient Egyptian cat mummies.
Well, yeah, you see the cats used in Egyptian
art. Cats are a big thing in Egypt now.
And dogs as well.
When you're a kid, you've had a couple of kitties.
I got kitties.
Pass away. Do you go the Egyptian route and wrap them up like mummies?
No.
No? You don't want any cat mummies?
I think I can move on.
A little cat coffin there in your home?
No. No, I'm going to pass on that. Okay. I'll let the Egyptians handle that.
All right. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted, Wichita's largest employer is expanding facilities. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Spirit AeroSystems making a $30 million investment at home. The company deciding to increase its fabrication work. Spirit leaders announced Monday at the Paris Air Show that the company will create a fabrication center of excellence that should be operational by the end of the year. It'll improve quality and improve production and delivery times. Site work has started on a spec building on the Wichita State University Innovation Campus. A development group called MWCB developing a 45,000-square-foot building west of the Airbus Americas engineering site near 17th and Oliver. The building gives potential users an opportunity to see a finished product before leasing. Construction should be complete next spring. And the Kansas Fiber Network has a new president. Mike Brigman will split time between the firm's Kansas City and Wichita offices. Kansas Fiber Network connects rural telephone companies to internet hubs. Brigman takes the place of Steve Dorff. He led the company for more than 6 years before leaving to become the chief operating officer for a San Antonio company. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You're talking there about the improvements and the new things that are going on in the Wichita State University campus. And as I mentioned just moments ago, I noticed they have a Starbucks out there, which is, to me, is bigger than everything you said just a few minutes ago.
Did they have a Starbucks presence in the CAC?
They might have.
This?
I don't know. I haven't been in there in a long time, but Is it okay then to take your Frappuccino or your latte to class with you out there at Wichita State?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if that's allowable or not.
Okay.
I would imagine these days it probably is.
Probably is. You know, they've relaxed the rules. And how about at Kansas State University when you were going up there? They allow those kinds of things in classrooms?
No, you
up
can't
there?
Bring any drinks in. The only thing that's allowed are spit cups. So
spit cups. I'm going to ask if a spit cup. You know, you got the red band going there or whatever, or your beach nut.
I shouldn't say that about my own university.
You probably shouldn't. But, you know, the great thing about Kansas State, everybody I know, and I've got some good friends who've attended Kansas State over the years. And I can tell you, everyone I've known has had a very good sense of humor about that school. That's
a great university.
School. And they all think, you know, okay, kiddos, we don't care. We're getting a good education up here.
You betcha.
Today is National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Boom.
Where's a good one, Ted? Where can we get a good one?
Good luck. It's very few places. Old Mill Tasty
Old
Shop.
Old Mill Tasty. There you go.
Just right down here.
First one I thought of. My granddaughter Evan was with us several years ago. We made sure to take her down there, and we got her an ice cream soda.
Old Mill Tasty Shop.
Yeah.
Jimmy's Diner.
Jimmy's Diner.
And that new Andy's. custard place out west.
They do that too.
But good luck finding it anywhere else.
Today is ice cream
Dairy
soda.
Queen used to do sodas. Not anymore.
Not anymore. All right, we'll bring it back. Bring
I
it
love
back.
Love a chocolate
bring
soda.
Back. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted coming up at 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A look at all today's headlines, including Wichita police arresting a man for making terroristic threats. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.